War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy. Part 1. Well, Prince, Genoa and Lucca are now no more than private estates of the Bonaparte family. Now I warn you that if you do not tell me we're at war, if you again allow yourself to palliate all the infamies and atrocities of this Antichrist, upon my word I believe he is, I don't know you in future. You're no longer my friend. There. How do you do? How do you do? I see I'm scaring you. Sit down and talk to me. These words were uttered in July 1805 by Anna Pavlovna Shira, a distinguished lady of the court and confidential maid of honour to the Empress Maria Fyodorovna. It was her greeting to the old Prince Vasily Kuragin, a man high in rank and office who was the first to arrive at her soiree. Heavens, what a violent outburst, the prince responded, going up to Anna Pavlovna, kissing her hand, and presenting her with a view of his perfumed, shining, bald head, and complacently settled himself on the sofa. First of all, tell me how you are, dear friend. Relieve a friend's anxiety, he asked. How can one be well when one is in moral suffering? How can one help being worried in these times, if one has any feeling, said Anna Pavlovna. Now don't tease me. What has been decided in regard to the Novosiltsov dispatch? You know everything. What is there to tell? Said the prince in a tired, listless tone. What has been decided? It has been decided that Bonaparte has burnt his ships, and I think that we are about to burn ours. Prince Vasily always spoke languidly, like an actor repeating his part in an old play. Anna Pavlovna Shira.